Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
KYW Original Podcast.
I am thrilled to be joined by, once again, the Fandemic crew, Oscar Alvarado, Brett Mackman. They are back again for the 2021 season after gaining a lot of notoriety in the 2020 season. I definitely want to find out what they're going to do for the 2021 season, because now fans can go inside the ballpark at Citizens Bank Park. Before we get to that, guys, I just want to know, how excited are you for Philly's opening day starting this week?
You say opening day because we hear it as Christmas morning. I know the night before I'm going to have trouble falling asleep, you know. Last night it dawned on me that it, like, you know, it's days away, and I've been hyped like a kid ever since. When it really dawned on me, like, wow, we're like 4 days out.
It's awesome. How about you, Oscar?
I'm very excited. I mean, me and Brett have been so busy where you kind of sit down at home and everything's quiet and like, oh man, it's 5 days away. You know, we got to get ready, get it going, and start baseball again.
So when you say you guys have been busy, have you guys been busy with your lives outside of the Fandemic crew? Have you been busy with Fandemic crew related stuff?
Well, I mean, we're always busy in our lives, but we've been busy with Fandemic crew stuff as well. But it's good busy. You know, we've been going out and watching the games on TV. You know, we've been gathering with, you know, members of the crew at various events and locations, just kind of bringing the band back together. We had Oscar organize a wiffle ball game out there the other day.
Saw that, yeah.
We went to a trivia night, which, by the way, we won. Philly Sports Trivia the other night we went to. You know, just kind of get everybody back together. You know, we have our own section this year in 245. So, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, everybody knows and everybody, you know, that joined us last year has the opportunity to join us inside this year.
Well, yeah, it's a different year because we're not going to be behind the gates this year. We're not going to be outside Citizens Bank Park. So the ladder and air horns are, you know, we put those things in the closet, and that's something in the past. So we have to reinvent ourselves inside Citizens Bank Park and our temporary home of 245 until 301 is ready to get the party on up there.
So that's what I was wondering, and I saw on your social media page that you're going to be in section 245. Tell me how that came about, because that's the scoreboard porch, the corner of the scoreboard porch that is closest to Ashburn Alley. How did that come about that the Fandemic crew is going to be in section 245? I'm guessing starting Thursday, opening day, right?
For opening day, the Fandemic crew, I mean, me, Brett, our wives, we'll be in. But the Fandemic crew's true debut will be April the 3rd, that Saturday.
Okay.
The reason why we have 245, because 301 section on right field on the third deck,
right,
that area is going to be shut down because of COVID restrictions.
Okay.
So the Phillies have this whole game plan where the concourses have to be very clear, walkable. So this is the reason why we have the temporary home of 245.
Cool. So how did that come about? How were you guys able to get section 245? Was it something through the Phillies? Did they hook you up? Did you go to the Phillies and say, this is the section that we like to be in? How did that come about?
Well, it was kind of like a work together with the Phillies. So we started working with Howard Smith last year. Like, he would come out and, you know, basically just check on us. They didn't know what we were. So, you know, you get a bunch of people gathering, you know, they have to check in on you. And when they saw that what we were doing out there was, you know, we were being reasonable. You know, we weren't starting trouble. We were making sure people were masked up. You know, every couple of minutes we'd walk around with the hand sanitizer, you know, make sure people were, you know, washing their hands, you know, just checking on everybody. And the Phillies were impressed with what we were doing out there. So we started building a partnership with them. And, you know, we mentioned that, like, you know, we would like to bring this inside. I come from a background as a soccer fan also. Phillies are number one, but I'm also a big soccer fan. And every soccer team has a supporter section.
Right.
And it's long been a goal of mine to have a supporter section for the Phillies, similar to what the Union has with the Sons of Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came up with, you know, 301. And I like what they said. They said, we want you in 301 because when the Phillies are in the World Series and somebody gets a homer and they pan up to the bell, they'll see all you guys. And so that's how 301 came. But like Oscar said, for now, we're just in 245. Just because 301's currently not open due to the, you know, the seating limitations.
So the first 19 games, if I'm not mistaken, are the ones where fans, and just in general, not just Fandemic Crew, just in general, can buy tickets to. I think opening day is sold out. I'm pretty sure opening day is sold out. But the first 19, the Phillies are only doing the first 19 games right now until I guess they can see how much they can, how many people they can allow in after that. So are you guys going to be in 245 for all of those 19 games?
Yeah, so we'll have the Fandemic Crew section from April the 3rd to May the 6th. Okay. So we have those 19 games, and we're going to sell our tickets just how the Phillies are, the first 19 games. To acquire any of our tickets in our section, you'll have to hit us up on our direct message on any of our social media outlets and just reach out.
Where's that money going to, the tickets that you guys are able to sell? Are you giving that back to the Phils?
Yeah, well, we're not keeping the money from it. It's the Phillies. We are getting a small part for each ticket, though. We're trying to build a Fandemic Crew up so we could take it on the road.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're going to reinvest that money back into the crew. You know, we want to make it so, like, you know, we could do bus trips down to Baltimore or up to New York. You know, we want to. You know, our big vision is to someday, you know, take it to the West Coast, you know, make it like a travel arrangement sort of thing where, like, you know, the crew's known. There's, you know, there's an organization that does something like that out of the Dodgers and one that does it out of for the Mets. You know, so we're trying to build the business that way. And, you know, I mean, we still have our charity arm and we, you know, we give away tickets. Like, we're bringing some people on opening day. They gave us some tickets for opening day. We're bringing some people, you know, for various reasons, you know. So, you know, like I said, we're trying to really grow the crew to be something bigger than just, you know, something that just comes to Citizens Bank Park.
And I get the sense that the Phillies want this. They want you guys to be able to grow. Am I sensing that correctly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Phillies have been great.
Yeah.
I can't say enough. We have dealt with people on every level of that organization. And we have not had anything but great experiences. They've been supportive. They've given us the guidance. They've given us the time and the opportunity. And, you know, for that, we're super appreciative.
Are you guys going to try to travel before, like right away, like the first road trip? I think Atlanta and the Mets are the first road trip. Are you guys going to try to travel right away? Or is this going to be something that you're looking to build up and do on special occasions rather than very frequently?
I think we had to take care of home first and build the Fandemic Crew home first. It's a difficult year. We've been through a COVID year. We're back into the ballpark. We don't have things at full capacity. So I think we have to take care of things at home first before we could take something on the road. But the goal is to have something even for next season, to start off on the East Coast and branch out, you know, even further.
I'm curious, how does it feel, both of you, Oscar and Brett, how does it feel to be back in the ballpark? You're going to be back in there on Thursday. How does that feel?
To me, man, I just miss tradition. I'm pretty sure Brett's the same way. Seeing the people you sit with all the time, the ushers, the vendors, batting practice, or just a glimpse of the field, like a clear glimpse. I mean, we've been looking at the infield all last season. To see the whole green field, you know, it's going to be amazing. And to me, I know it's going to be a little bit emotional. Yeah, I'm just going to be there on Thursday and suck it all in, man.
Nice. What about you, Brett?
Yeah, I mean, I miss being there tremendously. You know, I, I generally go to about, 30 to 50 games a year anyway. So, it's a place I spend a lot of time, It's actually how I met Oscar was, through Philly Fan. Yeah. Like, that's where we know each other from, originally. And, I have friends that are, I consider my Phillies friends, I talk to them, but we really just see each other at games. And some of them I haven't really seen a lot in the past year. I take my kids and my wife and my dad, it's like Oscar said, it's tradition, and I'm looking forward to seeing right field because we haven't seen right field in person since September of 2019.
So like you said, the air horn and the ladders are going in the closet. They can't go inside the ballpark. That'd be hilarious.
MLB rule. MLB rule says no air horn.
Well, yeah. The ladder part might be dangerous because you're already on a porch. And the air horn, while it would be cool, I guess, if you could still blow the air horn while you're in the ballpark. You're right. It's not allowed. Aaron Boone would have a legitimate gripe with you guys blowing the air horn inside the ballpark.
And so, we understand. Look, we understand. You don't want – well, right now, you don't want 8,000 people on air horns just blowing them. It'd be annoying quick, Like, and people wouldn't follow the rules. And, like Oscar and I kind of policed that last year to make sure, because we didn't want to disrespect the players or the teams or the game. So we made sure that we kept that in check. Like, don't blow when the guy's getting ready to pitch. You got to wait till something happens, And if they just let everybody bring in air horns, it'll just be the whole time.
Well, that was your signature thing. I mean, I even saw a picture of you guys in the store, the Philly store, the New Era store, where there's a plastic large air horn that they have there.
It's right over there.
it's one of their ways of embracing what you guys did last year. So that was kind of a signature thing. Of course, the bobblehead and the t-shirts. So what's going to be the Fandemic Crew's signature thing this year when you are in the ballpark and you can't bring the air horn in?
So a lot of the fans that just listen to us through the radio and you hear the air horns, and yeah, that was our thing. But the people that joined us out there to see the energy that we had behind that gate, like you had to be there to feel that energy. So for the fans that didn't get to see that energy, that's what you're going to get in 245 this season. I mean, I can see that section where it's like we're never sitting down. It's going to be full support, no matter what. Even if the Phils get blown out, guess what? The Fandemic Crew's still going to be in that section until the last out.
I believe it. I believe. And so did you buy those tickets or did the Phillies give those seats to you, I guess, for everything that you guys did last year? And with the charity and the bobblehead and whatnot, did they give those to you or did you buy that entire section?
We bought. They told us the section. Like, they gave us the section, but we purchased the ticket. So if you purchase a ticket from us, Dave, what we do is we let them know what tickets we need. And then they fulfill that order and, give us a invoice just like any other thing, right? Just like, just like anything else. Like, we just let them know what tickets they need. They send us an invoice. Then we, we pay it off of, money's received. It's a business thing.
Right.
But I want to loop back real quick to what Oscar said about, what's going to be our thing this year.
Yeah.
Our thing this year is getting on the ground floor. Like, we're going to build this into something bigger. And, we want to make sure that as many people can say, I was there when it started, when we take over, large sections in other places, because people always ask, well, how do you join the crew? Support the Phillies. Don't be a jerk. You're in the crew. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a supporter section. Like, there's no rituals or anything. You don't have to go through you don't have to pledge or anything. It's just, we're a supporter section. So if you want to come, and if you want to be supportive of the Phillies, and if you're not going to cause trouble, you're part of the crew. So spread that message, be part of the crew, join the crew, be there, grow with us.
So in less than 1 year, first of all, how the bobblehead charity go? How did the contributions to Philly's charities go? How much money did you guys end up raising through your bobblehead?
We all know the first bobblehead sold out in about 4 hours. The second one, where there's still bobbleheads to be sold. And again, it is portions of that bobblehead goes to Philly's charity. So the goal was to be close to 40K, and I think we're approaching it very soon. With opening day coming and people going back into the stores to buy Philly's gear and they'll see the bobblehead, we should be hitting our goal pretty soon.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, because actually the original goal was 25 grand, but when we saw we were hitting that easy, we decided to up it. And, yeah, that's another thing. You know, the Phillies, particularly the Fields, they contribute a lot to that to make this charitable, charitable venture, possible. And we were very happy to hear that so much money was given to Phillies charities.
Great. No, that and so when you think about that and you reflect on less than a year, it's been less than a year because the Fandemic Crew really came into something, what, late July, early August. So it's been about a little over half a year. So when you think about the past half year and the name that you guys built for yourselves and the bobblehead, and now you're going to be back in the ballpark. When you reflect on that, what do you think about?
I mean, I just think back, like, to be honest with you, it probably hasn't fully set in yet. I'm not going to lie, because it really hasn't stopped. Like, we did stuff all off season. I mean, it is crazy to think about. Like, I never really put in perspective. It really has only been like 6-7 months since this all started. I really, but again, I go back to it. Like, we've met some amazing people. You know, we've got to meet people that we probably wouldn't have met otherwise. And I'm not talking about celebrities. I mean, I'm talking about like common everyday fans. You know, like we met this World War II vet, and he's been going to the game since the Baker Bowl. He's how old is Mr. Black? 90 years old?
He was like 93, 94.
So like, and to see him out there at a game with us, like those are the things that I reflect back on. People telling us like, hey, you know what? This year wasn't so great, but I'm glad we had this. You know, even if they didn't join us, I really loved hearing you guys out there. I love knowing there was fans out there. And it's also great when, Joe Girardi sends you out pizza. It's also great when KYW wants you to come on and, interview you. Yeah. Look, I'm on a bobblehead. That's going to buy me like another couple hundred years of being around. Like, people are like, who's that? I don't know. Somebody in your family was a bobblehead during the pandemic.
Yeah. And you know what? To tap into that, man, me and Brett, we're no different than any other Philly fan. So we always get, the Phillies need to do something for you guys for opening day. Listen, the Phillies gave us enough recognition. We have not one bobblehead. We have two. This organization helped us with our charitable campaign. We surpassed 25K. Guess what? They allowed us to have our own section. So me and Brett are not looking for any recognition. We're just happy that I believe that we're turning the curve on this pandemic. I mean, me and Brett, we're fully vaccinated. Like, we're ready to go, man. We're ready to enjoy baseball at a full capacity. And we're just happy, just like every other Philly fan in the Philadelphia area, to watch Phillies baseball.
So I got to know from both of you, Oscar and Brett, how cool is it to be in the Fandemic Crew?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I'm not going to lie. I've been recognized once or twice now, which was pretty odd. I had a lady one time saw me in a parking lot. I was like, excuse me, are you Brett from the Fandemic Crew? And I was like, huh? But like I said before, everybody's part of the Fandemic Crew. One of the coolest things Oscar and I did was there was one interview on the news and neither him or I were in it. It was all
we weren't people. Mentioned. That was great. Yeah.
And like, it was almost like this is what it needs to be, because as cool as it all is, like, the crew's for the fans. The crew's for everybody. Again, if you love the Phillies and you're not gonna be a jerk, you're all part of the crew. Dave, come out and join us. You can be part of the crew,
Nope.
You can come out incognito. You don't have to come out like an official, capacity. You can come out just as a fan, It's for everybody. We're for everybody.
Yeah, I think for me was the first time someone asked for my autograph, and I was like shocked. And I was like, well, you have a jersey on that has John Middleton's signature on it. Like, I'll be messing this jersey up by putting my name. He was like, no, you guys don't know what you meant for all Philly fans for 2020. And I was just – that's when it really hit me. It was like, wow, like, someone wants my autograph. I'm like, we're signing bobbleheads and stuff. But, it's a good feeling. It is a great feeling.
As A lot of positive energy going on right now. I can feel it. And, you know, Larry Boa says that barring injuries, the Phillies should be in the postseason. They should win the East. You know, you can hear it from the players. They sense that. I think a theme to this season should be it's time. Rhys Hoskins said it's time. Joe Girardi said it's time. Zach Eflin said it's time. So I've been wondering, what does Brett and Oscar, what do they from the Fandemic crew? That's not just you two. It's more than just you two. What does Oscar and Brett from the Fandemic crew, what's your prediction? What's going to happen this season with the Phillies?
Well, I think Vegas has the Phillies at 81 wins. I see the Phillies at 86. I think that puts them in the postseason. Having Nola, Wheeler, and Eflin have that those three to start off a postseason game and the back rotation. I mean, we could see to have Alvarado and Bradley and those guys. I think we're going to go far.
Do you have to get an Alvarado jersey now? Do you have to get a Jose Alvarado jersey?
Yeah, yes, you have to get the Jose Alvarado jersey.
That's what Oscar's most excited about this offseason. Oh, I got Alvarado.
Yeah.
You know, nice. I agree with Oscar. You know that I think people are sleeping on the Phillies a little bit. Yes, it's a tough division, but the Phillies really did address the bullpen, which was a deficit. I mean, we missed the playoffs. The Phillies missed the playoffs by one game last year, and the bullpen was a weakness. And, you know, they brought in Alvarado. You know, they brought in Bradley. They have other guys are starting to develop. And then when you look at it, you know, Moore, bringing in Matt Moore and Anderson, that allows them to put Velazquez in the bullpen. You know, Velazquez is a big strikeout guy, and, you know, he could come in like, a big situation for us when we're going to need him, kind of like similar to what Brett Myers did in like, the 07, 08 era. I really think the Phillies have a very good chance to make it to the playoffs and then make it deep in the playoffs. I think things are going to come together. I think sometimes people look at a big name or two on another team and like, oh, my gosh, they got a big name. But they don't look at a full roster. You know, somebody like Jose Alvarado is going to be a difference. JoJo will be back up. He's going to be a difference. You know, we have the tools we need. And the Phillies got buried a lot early. But once Dombrowski came in, you know, boom, that, you know, everything took off and it seemed like the right moves were made. I'm super excited.
High expectations. I can sense it. And the last thing I'm wondering from both of you is, what message do you have for Phillies fans? What does Oscar and Brett from the Fandemic crew have to say to Phillies fans as we get closer to Thursday, opening day?
My message is, get out there and support this team. Like Larry Boa said, you're going to see a lot of runs. We got some great arms there. We have like the best ballpark in Major League Baseball. And I think people fail to realize that because it's right in front of your face most of the time. But, hey, man, I traveled around. Like, our ballpark is top five to me. So get out there, support our boys right now, and let's get ready to bring a commissioner's trophy down Broad Street this year.
Brett?
Yeah, you know, I'm with Oscar. Like, look, Phillies fans – we love Phillies baseball, so let's get out there and support the team. Don't, you know, just – if they do ban the game, it's not panic time. They're not going to go 162-0. You know, we love the Phillies. We love baseball. So let's, you know, let's get out there. Let's get it started. Let's cheer them on because they miss us. The players and the coaches miss us. They all say, oh, we miss the players. So let's get out there and let them know, you know, we love you guys. We're glad you're here. We're glad that we have this.
Brett Mackman, Oscar Alvarado, the Fandemic crew, they're going to be in Section 245 for the first portion of the season. Then hopefully things open up a little bit more. They'll be in 301. You can't miss them. They were outside the ballpark last year. They're going to be inside this year. The air horn goes in the closet, but they're still going to be just as loud. Guys, I appreciate it. I look forward to watching you throughout the season, and I look forward to the next time we chat. Stay safe. Thank you, Oscar and Brett.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.